Have you ever thought about Scripture as being instructions for life? As though by listening to it, it can teach us how to live and to live well? I think often when we think about Scripture, we think of it more of like a group of stories or kind of fun examples. And the Gospels as kind of the life of Jesus, that we get to see what Jesus did or experience those miracles in a new way. But in many ways, the Gospels, and especially Scripture in general, is designed to help us understand how we ought to live and to help us live well. Today's Gospel is a great example. Honestly, I like the Old Testament better. It's very human in how it deals with things, so it's a lot more directly related to how we experience things today. But today's Gospel is a wonderful example of the Scriptures being instructive, and they're tough. They teach us the things we don't quite want to know. Namely, today, how to deal with people who are in sin, and they're causing problems in our lives. How do we deal with them? Before we can get to the Gospel, however, we have to lay a foundation for it to make sense. One of the main things we have to realize is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel is told by God something that we often don't like to hear. Ezekiel is commanded that he go and reach out to the men and people that are sinning around him, because if he doesn't, he's liable for their sin. Yeah, it sounds weird to us, but there's a reality to that. We are in some ways responsible for people's salvation. We can help them along that route. And if we desire their salvation, it completely changes the way we work with them. It changes the way we see the world. It changes the way we see God. Now we have a mission. We have a mission to help people reach salvation. And that's a tough one. So that's the starting point of today's Gospel. That Jesus is teaching us how to reach out so that we can help people on the way to salvation. The other side of it, as we dive into our Gospel, is that in order to really start, we have to start with ourselves. We have to start with where we're at in the midst of this. So often we come into conversations or we come into the way we interact with people with a lot of preconceived notions that we don't often understand. One of them is we can come in angry or frustrated, like, I'm going to get you for what you've done, instead of compassion. St. Paul's letter today guides us to a different way of understanding how to work with people, one of love and compassion. If we started by taking every harmful situation we have with people and taking it to prayer, starting with, where am I at? Where are the sins I have committed? Now, with that starting point, I'm going to have more compassion. When I come to know God and His love for me, I'm more likely to love the people around me and desire to love them, desire their good, so that when I engage with a conversation with someone I'm struggling with, I come with compassion. I come with love. I desire their good even above my own. So that's why before we even get into the whole Gospel for today, we have to realize our starting point. We have to pray. We have to come to know God. We have to come to know His love for us. We have to come to desire that forgiveness. And then we can engage that conversation. Then we can begin this route. So the first stage. So we find someone who's causing problems, who's in a sin that's causing issues in their life, whatever it might be. There's a whole host of things that fit in this first category. What does Jesus tell us to do? Go and talk to the person. I honestly think this is a step we want to forget. We want to just move on. And we go to the point of, like, let's take you to court. Let's solve this another way. I'm going to make you pay. Instead of, I desire your salvation. I desire your good. Let me help you. If we come from that perspective, our conversation will be very different. What's going on in your life? How are these things affecting you? What challenges do you face? What is your life like right now? See, now we're entering a conversation. We're trying to figure out where the person's at. We're not coming in saying, I am the law, I will teach you what's wrong. But no, compassion, love, forgiveness. That's what that first stage is supposed to do. Can we respond brother to brother, Christian to Christian, person to person, before we get to all the rest of it? Well, let's say that fails. Whatever happens, something went horribly wrong. The person did not like our first reaction, which is pretty common. So then Jesus tells us to do something based on the laws of the Old Testament. Take two or three witnesses. Take people who can validate the claims. This isn't just my problem anymore. It's not that I have a problem with you. It's that I care about you. And these people do too. These people want your good. They want to help you through this challenge. And so we bring witnesses to help in the situation, to help them realize this is bigger than just an individual relationship. Let's say that fails. They tend to fail. The next one's weird for us. Then bring the church. Now, technically, the Greek word is ecclesia, which means community. Bring the whole community of believers. Which I think we've never done that. That'd be a really strange situation. If all of you came to this one person's house and said, we've got a problem we need to discuss. I'm sure they would listen, but not very attentively. They'd be probably pretty upset with 150 people coming to their house. But that gives a point. Like, as we're moving up, we're trying to make a point. This person matters. This sin they're committing is serious enough that we're bringing the entire church to their house to say, look, you need help right now. How can we help you? That's a serious move. The more serious one is the fourth stage. Often we like to think of this in a different context. We like to think of Jesus as this compassionate, loving man who brings in the Gentile and the tax collector. Therefore, we bring this person back with such love and compassion that they must change. That's not who Jesus is responding to. To the Jews who are listening to this, treating someone like a Gentile or tax collector means removing them from society, outcasting them. This may seem harsh to us, but for those of you who are parents out there, what do you do when your children misbehave? You punish them. What do? You send them to their room. You send them to the corner. You give them punishments that relinquish some of the goods they have to make a point. You can't keep doing this. This is harmful and bad, so I'm going to teach you what to do. The same thing works here. If all the other avenues fail, everything else fails, ostracize them just a little bit. Just enough to say, look, you've got to realize how bad this is. We're taking you away for a little while that you may realize we mean what we say. This is important. Then hopefully they repent. After that, I don't know what you're supposed to do. The gospel ends there. But it makes a point. And this is the point we often forget. We must start from where St. Paul teaches us, with love and compassion. Desire the salvation of others. Their good is important. They are important to us. And as long as others are important to us, this whole system makes sense. We come desiring their good, desiring them to experience new life. When we're caught in sin in the depths of those issues, we lose life. We lose the joy of who we are. We struggle with relationships. This is important for everyone, because the more we can work together, the more we can desire the good for each person, the better off we are. The more cohesive we are, the more joy we experience, the more grace that comes into our lives, the more we experience that new life that Christ wants to give us. So this route is important. Important enough that it's in the Gospels. So I challenge you, if you're struggling with someone, pray about it. Pray so that you may come to know God. Pray that you may know His forgiveness and love first, that every relationship you experience from that point forward is met with that kind of compassion. If you are struggling with someone or see that there's something bad in their lives that you think you can help with, meet them one-on-one. If that doesn't work, bring a few people to help you. If that doesn't work, call the church. I don't know. Call me. I don't know what happens at that point with that level. And then if that doesn't work and you really cannot deal with it, the last thing is to distance yourself. It actually does work. It helps. So that there's this reality that this is important. We need to validate that this means something to us and to you, and that we're helping you on the route to salvation. That is our goal. Our goal is to help each person to experience the love and mercy of God so that they may too be saved.